Perek Aleph. Yiratzon Shlimudenu Yezchus Lili Nishmas Rabbanu Deleib Ben Reb Noach Tzvi Zichrono Levracha. Maseches Kilayim, as its name implies, deals with the prohibition of crossbreeding. The Torah does not allow a farmer, or any person for that matter, to plant together seeds of two different types, to breed together animals of different types, or to graft two different types of fruit trees together. The Mishnah begins with lists of different types, things that are a problem of Kalayim and things that are not a problem of Kalayim, because both types of seeds are really of the same type. Hachitim v'hazunin einen Kalayim ze bezeh. Wheat and darnel are not Kalayim with one another because they are the same type. Sa'orim v'shibola shual, barley and oats, kusman v'shifon, spelt and rye. These are not Kilayim with each other. Hapulva sapir. Now we deal with types of kitnios. Broad bean and Nile cowpea. Hapurkdan vatofach. Grass pea and red grass pea. Ufola lavan vashuim. Hyacinth bean and regular cowpea are not kilayim, enam kilayim zebazeh, are not kilayim with each other. However, if you were to take cowpea or Nile cowpea and mix it with wheat, that would be kilayim. The second Mishnah, further items about kilayim. Hakishos v'malafifon, the catamelon and muskmelon, enam kilayim zebazeh, are not kilayim with each other, they are of the same type. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, they are kilayim. He thinks they are different types, but halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, the Bartanura points out. Chazeres v'chazeres galim, lettuce and wild lettuce. Ulshin v'ulshe sada, chicory and wild chicory. Kreshin u'kreshe sada, leek and field leek. Kuzbar v'kuzbar sada, coriander and wild coriander. Chardal v'chardal mitzri, mustard and Egyptian mustard. Vidalasa mitzivar mutza, Egyptian gourd and ash gourd. Ufola mitzri ve'charuv, Egyptian bean and carib bean. Einan kilayim zebezeh, are not kilayim with each other. Halefes ve'hanafutz, turnip and the radish. Kruv ve'hatrovtor, kohlrabi and the garden cabbage. Hatradim v'haluunim, the spinach beets and shrubby orichas, oraches, einam kilayim zebezeh, not kilayim with each other. Hosef Rabbi Akiva added further things that he thinks are the same type. Shum v'shumanis, garlic and chives, are the same type. Habatzel v'abtzaltzol, onion and shallot, are the same type. V'haturmis v'apoloslos, yellow lupine and regular lupine, in and kilayim zebezeh, are not kilayim with each other. Uva ilan. Now in regard to grafting fruit trees, haagasim v'hakurstu melin, pears with gallnut pears, haparishin v'hauzradin, quinces and hawthorns, and in Kalayim Zebezeh, they're the same type. It's not Kilayim to mix the two with each other. Hatapuach v'achazrad, apples and wild apples. Haparskin v'ashkedin, peaches and almonds. Hashizafin v'harimin, jujube and wild jujube. Afopishadom zelazeh, even though they are similar, Kilayim Zebezeh, they are different types, and it would be Kilayim to graft branches of each tree with the other. Hatznon v'hanafots, rounded radish with the elongated radish. Hachardal v'alafsan, mustard and field mustard. Udalas yivanesim amitzris, Greek gourd with Egyptian gourd. Or with haramutza, with ash gourd. Afal pishadom zelazeh, even though they seem similar, kilayim zebazeh, they are different types, and to mix them together would be the prohibition of kilayim. Hazeev v'hakelev, to crossbreed a wolf with a dog. Kelav hakufri v'ashu'al, the village dog and a fox. Ha'izim v'atzva'im, goats with gazelles. Ha'ye'elim v'harachelim, ibex and ooze. Hasus v'haperet, horse and mule. Haperet v'achamor, mule and donkey. Hachamor v'ha'arud, donkey and wild donkey. Afal pishadom zelazeh, even though they are similar to each other, to crossbreed them is prohibited. Kilayim zebazeh, they are kilayim with each other. Seventh Mishnah. Eimevin ilan bi'ilan. We may not graft together one tree that produces food with another tree that produces food of different types. You can't graft together a tree that doesn't produce fruit, an ilan srak, with a tree that produces fruit. However, if it's two trees that don't produce food, one would be allowed to graft them one with the other. Similarly, you can't graft together yerek biyarek, a vegetable with a different type of vegetable. For lo, ilan biyarek. And according to the Tanakhama, you can't graft together a vegetable with a tree. For lo, yerek ba'ilan, nor a tree with a vegetable into a tree. Not a tree into vegetable, nor a vegetable into tree. Rabbi Yehuda matir yerek ba'ilan. Rabbi Yehuda apparently permits vegetable into tree. He feels it doesn't really mix, and therefore it's not considered a grafting, but halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. And now the Mishnah is going to give us examples of this rule. A note in Yerakos besoch sad and shel shikma. You cannot plant vegetables, greens, let's say cucumbers, inside the stump of the sycamore tree. The sycamore is, the shikma, according to Bartanura, is some type of a fig tree that grows in forests. Ein markivin pegam al gabe kida levana, nor may one graft rue on top of cassia. Mipneshu yarak bi'ilan, because these would be examples of grafting vegetable into tree, which is not allowed. Ein note in yichur shel te'ena letocha chatzuv sheyehe mekeiro. You can't plant a piece of fig, a scion of fig, a fig tree, into a chatzuv. Chatzuv is a type of vegetable which Yehoshua used to set out the boundaries of the land, because the roots go straight down, they don't cross, so the boundaries between territories of people inherited were delineated with chatzuv. So a person can't put a scion of fig tree into the chatzuv so that the chatzuv would cool the fig. Ein tochvin zmora shel gefen letoch avatiach. You can't take a little branch of grapevine and put it into a watermelon so that the watermelon will spill its waters into the grapevine. Because these are examples of a tree being planted into vegetables, which is not allowed as kilayim according to the Chachamim, as we learned in the last Mishnah. You can't even put a gourd seed into a tree like a mallow during the winter, just to preserve it so that it will take seed in the spring, because this would be a prohibition. I'm sorry, mallow is not a tree, it's a vegetable. This would be the prohibition of mixing vegetable with vegetable. So basically what's explained here is that the gourd seeds are normally planted in warm temperature. To ensure early planting of the gourd seeds, it was common to put the seeds into the stem or root of a winter plant, in the Mishnah's example of mallow, and the heat released by the growing plant would enable the gourd seed to germinate. And the Mishnah is teaching that this procedure is prohibited, even though the objective was just to prevent the seed from dying and not to develop a new variety. It's still a prohibition of yerek biyerek, grafting vegetable to vegetable. The final mission of the Perek teaches us that sometimes seeds in the ground are not being planted, and therefore, hatomein lefes utznonos tachas hagefen, if a person takes a whole bunch of turnips or a bunch of radishes and puts them underneath the grapevine in the ground, but it's not for the sake of planting. He doesn't want them to take root in the ground. He's just putting them to store them there. Im hayu mixas alav migulin, if some of the leaves are still exposed, they're not totally under the ground. Eino choshesh lo mishum kilayim, that's not a problem of kilayim, because certainly it wasn't there to be planted, so that's never kilayim. But the fact that some of it is uncovered, also v'lo mishum shvius, it wouldn't be a problem of planting during Shemitah. V'lo mishum maestros, if you pick it, it's not something that would be obligated in maestros for this, because you have to be obligated in maestros since you pick something which is growing, this is not growing. But the key point of why it has to be uncovered, v'nitzalim b'Shabbos, this way you can pull it out on Shabbos, and even though some dirt is moved by you pulling out the plants, since dirt is muktzah, so normally you think you can't move dirt, you're moving it indirectly, tiltul min atzad, and you're allowed to move muktzah indirectly. Next, hazorei achita usora keachas hareza kilayim. If somebody plants a wheat grain and a barley grain together, this is kilayim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says it's got to be a little bit more. Eino kilayim achihiz shtei chitim usora. It has to be at least two wheat grains with a barley grain, ochita, or a single wheat grain, ushtei saorim, with two barley grains, ochita, or a wheat grain with a saora, a barley grain, vikusemes, and a spelt grain. Because according to Yehuda, since the pasuk says sadcha lo tisra kilayim, he feels that you have to already have sadcha, has to have some seed, and then kilayim, two other seeds. But halacha is not like Reb Yehuda. Ad kan perek aleph of Maseches Kilayim.